Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to Two Tunes Podcast. I'm Brandon.
I'm Bo.
And I'm Tom Holland.
Why?
Why? What do you mean?
Why is it Tom Holland?
Because he's British and he's here.
But
it's on the third microphone. Welcome, Tom Holland.
I kind of feel that we should have
a third person
on. Pick up the slack.
And they can just go subscribe.
Oh my God. Caprica brought that up on the way home. Just like, am I like, is that, you're going to be like the thing that I said, subscribe. And I'm like, we talk about that all the time. And then she didn't say anything. I don't think she really understood. It's like, we talk about you every week on the podcast.
Yeah, because it's cute. It's funny.
It is.
Bo, I'm exhausted.
Yeah, because like you decided to go to...
Well, I'm still like recovering from last week's exhaustion.
What was last week?
Well, you had a musical.
Yeah, you didn't come see ours.
Though, I didn't, did but I hosted a festival.
Oh, there you go.
And that's its own kind of exhausting.
Yeah, I understand.
It was, it overall, really great. Like
the
really,
festival.
Really great. Yeah, kids were well behaved and like respectful and came prepared and performed super well. Like did a really, really good concert.
Awesome.
Sometime with those concerts, you know. There's all kinds of factors that go into it. Who are the kids that year? How much did they prepare that year? What is the level of music? Who are the guest conductors? Like, there's all these things that go into it that make some years better than others, like the performances and different stuff. And this was just one of those years where, like, all three groups were really great. Because I think partially they were really prepared coming in, which is not always the case.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the guest conductors were really cool and great. And, like, just it all clicked in that regard. So that was cool.
Best year?
I don't know about best year, but just it just was cool. And it was like, I had nothing to do with any of the success of that part of it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I just happened to be the guy that hosted and had the... I mean, I picked the guest conductors and whatever, and they picked the music and that stuff. But it was cool. And some years, like... So there's two bands and then a vocal jazz group.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the disparity between the top band and the second band is a lot.
Yeah.
And this year it was not. That was kind of cool, too. I mean, it shouldn't hopefully be. Like, so you take... two Barry saxes, one in the A band, one in the B band, four alto saxes, two in the A band, two, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like, but sometimes that drop off can be significant, and it just wasn't this year, which is cool also. But that being said, the whole thing, very successful, went really well, but there were all these like little things that happened over like the 48 hours that made it extremely stressful for me. Like, it started off very first thing in the morning, just, and this is like a small thing, but again, like just was something to deal with in the director's room.
Mm-hmm.
The one cooler was like broken and leaking water all over the floor. So I was like, okay, let's deal with that. To then like the soundboard that we were using for the vocal jazz group
just
died.
Was this in your building?
Yeah.
What board were you using?
It was an old board that we had that we used to use for marching band and stuff.
It was, it the
24 channel
that thing that's behind you? The
yeah, basically.
Okay.
Not even as
so it's even
highfalutin
old,
as
so
that.
So it's an even older. Okay. So
yeah,
like, but a
like
10-year-old board.
Yeah. Oh, at least. Yeah. But like it, and it has been sitting for a little bit. But it's like, no, that board worked just fine. We just got newer stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was doing the weirdest thing. It was on and it was getting signal. It was just not putting anything out.
Did you turn it back off? Did you turn it
several
off?
Several times. And when you would turn it back on, you would get sound for a bit and then you wouldn't.
Yeah.
So something internally, obviously. So, okay, there's another problem to figure out.
Yep.
So we went and grabbed our board from the booth in the auditorium.
Okay.
The new
yeah,
board.
Yeah.
Because it was like, that's the other board that we have. Because the old board from up there was gone. Somebody had taken that.
Okay.
I don't know, man. So it was like, okay, not the biggest deal in the world. We have another board.
Probably what happened is when they came in, he was like, what do you want us to do with the old stuff?
Yeah.
And
he thought it was sitting there.
Dude probably was
he thought it was still up there. Because he was like, oh, we'll grab the old one.
Orchestra director.
And then it was like, nope, not there. Okay, well, I guess we'll use the new one.
Okay.
So we use the new one. That's fine. It just was like things like that, like little things like that. Then we find out the piano is massively out of tune. And no one told me until like the afternoon. Like they'd been rehearsing all day on stage with the piano that we have.
Yeah.
And no one bothered to tell me it was massively out of tune. That's interesting. Okay, so I had to get like an emergency piano tuner.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We had to do that once too. Yeah. And we had like a concert and the guy's like, I can't play on this.
Yeah.
Which is like,
but it just was like things like that. And then up to and including the Friday night. So we get done around 8 mm-hmm. and there were some kids that were getting picked up that weren't staying at the hotel. And then the others were staying at the hotel. And my colleague John, our colleague mm-hmm. John was helping me with that. And he's taking roll, and I'm going to run the one director back to the hotel, and then I'm going to go meet them over at, like, our hotel and stuff, like, you know, and mm-hmm. John's going to get them on the bus and whatever. And he calls me, and he's like, there's no bus. And I'm like, no, there was a bus. Like, I saw it.
Yeah, yeah.
When I went outside, I saw the bus. It was there. He's like, yeah, it's not here. And so I ran around to the front of the building. It wasn't there. Because sometimes, if like, they'll sit yeah. in one place, and if you don't come out right away, they'll, like, move to a different place or whatever. Yeah. No, she just, like, left.
Okay.
She apparently waited 10 minutes,
yeah.
which then turned to 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. But when I finally talked to her, she's like, well, there was no cars there. Yeah, I know. It's 8 o'clock on a Friday night. Mm-hmm. It's me and John and 60 high school kids from other schools.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, she doesn't know that. But, yeah. like, you're not going to try to
get a hold of somebody first.
It's a flaw in our system of requesting transportation. I know you don't do it. Like,
but
at
I hear
all
about it
much.
All the time.
But the one of the problems is like, I don't get a contact info of the bus driver, yeah. and they don't get a contact info for me.
Yeah.
So that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
the two times that
the only time we do that is after they pick us up,
yeah.
and then me and the bus driver go, hey, what's your number?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So for when we're done,
yeah.
I can give you a buzz, you know, for early or late or whatever. But yep. yeah, but that, it just was like things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and you'll appreciate this. So, we're out on stage Saturday morning for like the final, everybody gets like 45 minutes on stage or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the vocal group, this is their first time on stage because they've been rehearsing in the choir room because it's too hard to move all that equipment mm-hmm. back and forth. So we get them set up. No monitors. Monitors are not working. Mains are working just fine. Monitors not working.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm calling my colleague
mm-hmm.
and trying to, because he had set up the outs and whatever.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And I was like, I don't, we're like trying all this stuff. And then Sam's like, well, I'm going to run to Guitar Center. My other colleague was helping me. And he was like, I'm going to run to Guitar Center. I think I asked him, I was like, can you run to Guitar Center and get Speak On to XLR? Because we think this one thing is not working. Mm-hmm. And so this other thing.
And your brand new board. Your brand new board.
So he calls me and he goes, oh, I just got schooled by the guy at Guitar Center. And I was like, what? Because he asked, like, what kind of board and all this stuff. Well, those boards don't have a preamp in them.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
So
we needed powered speakers was the point.
Because took it out of the whole set. Yeah,
yep.
I understand.
Yep.
Yeah.
Again, didn't even think about it. And didn't notice because when they were in the choir room, you were getting so much sound from the mains,
you didn't
notice that the monitors weren't on.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So he bought brand new speakers that may or may not have been returned because they didn't quote unquote suit our needs.
Yeah, yeah.
As per the return policy of Guitar Center.
There you
I'm
go.
Sure.
It's perfectly
But it
fine.
Just was like things like that. So many small to medium fires to be put out throughout the couple of days. But again, like the overall thing, really great experience. Guest mm-hmm. conductors are awesome. But I'm like still reeling from that tired.
And that was 2 weeks ago.
A week ago. 10 days ago.
Yeah.
And then yesterday we had a craft show all day and I was up at 4:30 and then went to a show. I'm very tired.
Yeah.
The show was cool. It was
I wish I would have been there.
Hot Mulligan.
I was
headliner, Sweet Pill, direct support.
Like I think that when I was like, oh, I'll get tickets, it was already sold out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, crap.
It sold out real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I thought about like, should I just like message the band and see if like or like do something and I'm like no, they're not gonna know who I am
but it was cool.
Yeah,
I bought the two Sweet Pill releases on vinyl.
Nice,
because I didn't have them previously.
I
like just remembered I grabbed each of us a sticker.
Okay,
but it's in my like shirt pocket that I was wearing last night, so gotcha. It's probably still there in mm-hmm. my laundry basket.
Yeah.
I'll try to remember to get that out.
I
because they were free.
Good.
I mean, I would have.
Thank you. I
would have gotten one anyway, but I was like, oh, free, like actually free sticker. Okay. Like, yeah.
Yeah. I forget when it was, if it was last Saturday or if it was it was sometime very recent. I was like,
I'm gonna set an alarm to remind myself to grab that.
I was like, I want to go to more shows.
Yeah.
Like local shows, not big shows where I have to like go to Philly or Pittsburgh or Baltimore.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, what's playing? So I like go to, and I'm like, I don't want a big show. I want like a really tiny show. I want like the stage on her.
Yeah.
So I go through their list and I'm like, hey, that's a Saturday. Let me listen to that band. They're pretty good. Let me listen to the other band. They're pretty good. I'll buy tickets. How much is it? $10. So I bought that ticket and I'm like,
$10?
$10.
Amazing.
Which means that it's like I don't know any of these. Like Lebowski is one of the, is the headliner.
Sure.
I have no idea who that is. And then Post was Post Ramone.
Post Ramone, like Post Malone.
But Post Ramone.
Amazing.
They're pretty good. They're like the opener, okay, and they're pretty good. So I'm like, oh, this is cool. And then I'm like, okay, I really want to go see Hot Water Music, and I'm not going to rely on connections to like get there. I'm just like, I'll just buy it.
Yeah.
So I bought tickets to that. So now I'm like, and those are both, I think, in May.
Okay.
Yeah.
Frank Turner's also in May.
Yeah. So I'm seeing three shows in May.
Nice.
And then I'm seeing one in June, which we've talked about before, the Bush show. And then I'm going to one in July, which is Foo Fighters.
Nice.
So like three out of the five of those shows are the same price as one of those shows.
Yep. I just got tickets for Sammy Ray in New York in November. Yeah.
How much is that?
Not that much, actually. Like $60.
Yeah.
With fees and everything.
So I was...
I mean, I got to get to New York City, but that's okay. I'll spend a day in New York and then go to see Sammy Ray. I think they're doing a thing like they did for this last tour where they're not going all out right away. They're doing like a fall run and then they'll probably announce like a spring run.
Yeah.
Because they're not really like where we are. They're not going to Philly. They're not going to be in DC. Like New York is the closest show.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they're doing two shows there. But I was like, I can do New York. I've gone to a couple shows in New York and I love that band so much. So it's worth it.
So you know how, Frank Turner has like his live archive
of the shows he's done.
Yeah. And he'll announce like, this is show number, whatever.
2,568.
Actually that's like,
look. And I've been to three of those.
I've been to one of his shows, but 2,847 was March 17th.
Okay.
Anyways, so I was like, in my class, we were talking about like EPKs, electronic press kits, and websites, and like, how are they the same? How are they different? I'm like, well, you know.
I don't think I knew that's what EPK stood for. Yeah. But like, I know what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So for those at home, an electronic press kit, an EPK, is just like for the press.
Mm-hmm.
It's like for like if we wanted to get information, we should probably like have EPKs for these things. So like we know like, oh, this is their new song. This is like worth the doing on tour.
Mm-hmm.
But on a website is for fans, mm-hmm, in my opinion, or like how much can I find out about this person? Or it's everything.
Yeah.
And then an EPK is very specialized towards like, this is what I want the press to talk about at this specific moment in time.
Right. So like a short bio maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
And
medium sized bio.
Yeah. And
I had to make three bios. A long bio.
Oh yeah.
A medium uh-huh sized, and then an Instagram bio.
Yeah.
Which, oh my God. I just wrote the big one and then shortened it all
down.
Yeah,
yeah, totally. I'm sure that's what most folks do.
But I was talking about in like there's the discussion of like what's the difference between these and just discussing it.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, an EPK is this and this and this. But you know, you shouldn't have like, there's cooler stuff for fans on the website. And I made the example that's like, you know, Frank Turner has live archives of every single show that they've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, even my friend's basement, which is Dan Rock,
okay,
who is just a guy that I know. His brother was in a band who are friends with My Chemical Romance and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But like, show 803, March 3rd, 2010, Dan's basement. Because it was just a house show.
Yeah.
It was in their basement.
That's
just
amazing.
Like, hey, come on by, come on through. So
that's cool.
And then they've played Harrisburg three times at XL Live.
Yeah. Wait, have I seen all three of those?
Let me see.
Or only two.
So October 9th. Well, hold on. on. Let's just go to Harrisburg.
Yeah.
Because there's three shows in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. So Club XL in 2019.
No, I didn't see that.
Okay. And then October 9th, 2021.
Saw that one. That was just him and Matt Nasir. It was an acoustic show.
Okay.
It was great. It was the first time I'd seen
it. And then the May 9th show that we just last year. Yeah. And then they're obviously coming back.
My other show I saw him at was in Nashville at the Brooklyn Bowl.
Yep.
Summer of 22.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I could look it up, obviously.
Because it was 3 years in a row I saw him. 21, 22, and 23. Mm-hmm. And now 24. And it's just because, I guess, like, Frank Schofield is a big fan of his. Frank Schofield's the guy that books all the Harrisburg University shows. Like, Harrisburg University Presents. That's that's him.
Yeah. Okay.
He was on Wink 104 and stuff for, like, a long time.
Yeah, I'm not going to know anything. I need to get more local radio involved. Station. I need to get more.
But anyway,
like,
I work with his wife. Yeah. And I didn't put that together until that show we were at last year. Yeah. And I was like, oh, Vanessa Scope. Like, duh. Okay.
What does she do?
She's the English language teacher.
Gotcha.
But she, I saw her, like, 2 days later, and I was like,
yeah,
thank you. I'm like, to your husband for booking Frank Turner so much. I was like, I like it. And she's like, yeah, he's a big fan. So try to book him in.
Yeah, I need to meet him. And it wouldn't be hard because he's going to be in town. And I'd be like, hey, Derek Zanetti, homeless gospel choir, introduce me.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, yeah, sure. Come on back. Because they're buds.
What if I use my connection and I get there first?
And I'd be like,
there's this guy, though. He's real weird.
He says he knows you.
He does Tom Holland impressions. It's very strange.
Yeah. Anyways, this is Two Tunes, where we talk about two tunes.
Sure. Which one are we doing this week?
Next week is a covers episode.
Next week's covers episode.
This is an originals episode. So, I need to start, like, diving into music more, because I'm, like, pulling things last minute. Like, I'm listening
to
stuff.
That's kind of what I feel like, too.
Yeah.
I've really been struggling and finding the things to bring, because I listen to things and stuff, but I don't always think about,
but is it worthy for the podcast? Kind of thing is like, this is good, but like, do I want to dig into it?
Yeah. Or like, I'm listening, but I'm not like really listening,
you know, actively, like, listening,
putting stuff on. And
yeah, I understand. Or sometimes I'm listening to things and then we've already talked about them, like the new Casey Musgraves record,
I haven't listened to it yet.
Right before it came out, I was just like listening to a couple of the singles.
I still haven't listened to her last album. I have like a weird thing about it.
I listened to it once, and it's like, I have it on vinyl. Yeah. It's cool, but it's, I don't know.
Well, it's just weird because I'm weird.
Okay.
I like Golden Hour a whole lot.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, that album means like a lot to me, and like Hopeless Romantic stuff and whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then like, that was the one she wrote about, like, her husband, like, other things too, but like, it was like a lot influenced by like the guy she married and blah blah blah.
Golden
and
Hour.
Then the last album
was about their divorce.
It was about their divorce, and I was like, ah, do I want to, like, it's that weird thing of like, I don't know, it's dumb. And then I just haven't had a chance to listen to the new one yet. But
the new ones, it's good, but like, I was listening to it, and it shouldn't change my opinion on anything, really, because but anyways, I was listening to it, I'm like, in the car, I'm like, this is a great mix. And I'm like, this is really good. And then I like sat in here and listened to the whole album straight through. And I'm like, this is really good. Like, this album is, and I didn't even mean it by like,
you mean from like a production standpoint?
Yeah. Like, for mixing.
Yeah.
Like, everything's like, you could hear everything, and it might be because it was the Atmos mix.
Oh, okay.
Which, even when it's, folded down to stereo, it's still like kind of retains certain elements, but it was just like, it was really good. And I'm like, this is awesome. This is such a great mix. And I'm like, then I started like listening to the mixing engineer, like just things that he did, which he's done the last two, if not three, Casey Musgraves records. So he's done Golden Hour. He did Starcrossed, and he did this one. I think he did what was before Starcrossed or before Golden Hour.
Oh, is it the Pageant? Something
that,
is that called? Yeah, I like that album too.
But he's done a couple of her records, and then he's done Hozier, and but then like, I was like, okay, what's he done recently? And I kept looking up, like, oh, there was a list of things that he did, and I was like, oh, that's not out yet. oh, that's not out yet. Mm. And I'm like, okay, then I had to go back to Hosier's last.
Pageant Material.
Yeah.
And then same trailer, different park, which I also like.
That's the first one, right?
Yeah.
He didn't do that one.
That has one of my favorite Casey Musgrave songs on it.
Which is?
Oh, it went right out of my head. It went right out of my head.
Mine's the Mary Go Round or whatever.
Why did that just go right out of my head? It's a pun, play on words situation.
It's the Mary Go Round one. Whoa. Right?
No, Blowing Smoke. There it is. Okay. I knew it had smoke in the title.
Yeah, those are really good.
Yeah.
Which is actually...
And there's like a lot of clever wordplay in that song too.
Yes.
I think it was like the first one. It might have been the first one I heard because I think it was back... I think it said 2013. Mm-hmm. It was back in the days when I was still... It was still iTunes and not Apple Music.
Yep.
And they would have the free... Mm-hmm. Free release every week or whatever that you could download, and I think that was one of them.
Cool.
And then I was like, "Oh, this is cool." So, I was like, "I don't really like country, but I like this."
Yeah. Do you consider her country?
This is like that country pop thing.
Yeah, I think this most recent record is more country than the last one.
Swiftian, if you will.
Yes, Star-Crossed was definitely more pop than country. Mm-hmm. This most recent Deeper Well is definitely more country.
Yeah,
it's still pop, but like it's not. It's not as much as it's not going the route of
or it's Taylor like that country is so broad, like Americana, folky kind of. Yeah.
So anyways, this is going to lead us to Soul Asylum because we were talking about play on words and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So Soul Asylum. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
OK. Soul Asylum.
Yeah.
Formed in 1981. My birth year.
OK. Wow to both of those things.
From Minneapolis, Minnesota,
uh-huh.
Which is theme of the day.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And then, like, I first heard them in 93.
Wait, Minnesota?
Minnesota.
Wild.
We need stingers, man. We need stingers. Anyways, I didn't hear about this band until 93 with Runaway Train.
Yeah, like everybody else.
Like everybody else. Is like, wait, they were around for 12 years before I heard of them?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Also, they were in like...
That's like the Vanga Boys or whatever that did like Who Let the Dogs Out?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, they've been around since like the 70s or something.
Oh, the 70s?
Yeah, something crazy like that.
Is it
like
the
that.
Same band?
Yeah, well, I think maybe like one of those like people come in and out, whatever.
But okay, anyway. So Runaway Train... Grave Dancers Union, like their biggest hit. Yeah. And then like this is their follow-up to that. In my mind, it was their sophomore, but it was not because they had like, I don't know exactly how many records they had before that. But
you'd imagine at least a few.
Five records before this.
That's right. That's about right. You release one every couple of years.
Oh, actually, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 before this. And then Twin Tone, which is an independent record label, the first three were released on Twin Tone.
Okay.
84, 80, and then two on 86. Are those actually just EPs? Or are they full lengths? They're full lengths. That's kind of weird that they released two full lengths in the same year. Then they got signed to A&M and released two records. And then they signed to Columbia and then hit it huge. And then this record was Let Your Dim Light Shine, which came out in 95. This was the first single. There's another track on here. I forget what it's called, but it like tells a story that's like circular. Wow. It's like this girl loses a pearl and then like it goes here and then this happens and then this happens and then this happens and then this happens and then this person finds a pearl and then gives it to this girl who lost it at the beginning of the song.
Gotcha.
So I think it's pretty cool. Oh, and it has a Descendants cover on it.
By the way.
Yes.
On their Spotify.
Yes.
Their top five songs, or like their popular songs that they list.
Yeah.
Runaway Train.
Yeah.
The 2022 remaster, 289 million.
Okay.
Right. And then number five is Runaway Train. It's hard to say. Live at Grand Forks. So two of their top are
the
that
same
song.
Yeah. What's the...
The second one is Somebody to Shove, which looks like from the same album.
Yep.
And Black Gold is on there.
That's
but then
the
Misery is number three.
Yeah, yeah.
11 million.
Yeah, so those Black Gold, Somebody to Shove off of Grave Dancer Union, great songs. And then this was Misery is the first single from this. And kind of like where they're like, and then we're not going to care about that.
I think they should have a different song title.
I do too.
And
I think
it should
be Frustrated Incorporated.
Frustrated Incorporated.
Okay, so there's a lot of like little hooks in this song. Mm-hmm. And then also like it sounds like the whole song is just slogans.
So
we'll just start here. Produced by Butch Vig. Probably in Minnesota. So like he blew up at that point. And also like classic, just like Misery Loves Company.
Yeah.
And then changing the company version of it.
Yeah.
And then we'll make a company and we'll call it Frustrated Incorporated, which should have been the song name. I agree. And then sales slogans.
So did you, besides Runaway, did you actually like listen to these guys and have albums and stuff?
I have this on CD.
Yeah.
On Compact.
I never got into them beyond Runaway Train.
And then what should have been the name repeated twice, which I think is always interesting that they're doing this. Oh, we'll play it out a little bit longer before we go to the proper chorus.
Yeah. The double pre-chorus, I guess.
Yeah. There are some subtle changes in the words of the second part, or I don't know how you structure this though, because like this could be the chorus as well. There's a lot of hooks in this song, but like this, the words change.
Yeah.
Guitar solo.
With a modulation.
Yep.
And then he modulates out of it. I didn't notice the modulation in, but I noticed it out.
Yeah, it's pretty.
It's really obvious. Like that, yeah. I don't know if I would have been super into this.
This is the first. This is the first part of emo for me, I guess. Like this song, I would not call this band emo, but this song is like it can be. What's the percentage? Solo Silent.
They don't do a percentage. They just do a yes or no.
Oh, okay. Second time, and then we'll.
Going to isthisbandemo.com for those.
But now they just say what should have been the name, and then thrown in earlier lines.
Soul Asylum is not an emo
band. It's not an emo band. I think just this song could be. Now, I know you're against fade outs.
Yeah.
But this song could have a fade out.
Yeah.
Like right, this whole thing could be fading out.
Yeah.
But they don't do it.
True. Do you know what they're saying in like the right channel?
Oh yeah, they're all this is the previous lines.
Oh.
I know just what you need. It's all lyrics that they've already said before.
Yeah,
they throw everything
in. I can hear it now, By the way, I was like I know that Hot Mulligan is an emo band.
Yeah.
But I was like, let me just check on the thing. Yeah, they're fifth wave emo.
Yeah.
Okay. Although somebody had a Hot Mulligan shirt that said like post emo on their shirt. But this says pop punk with a little grit. We see a nice future ahead for these kids. And then respect on that Jimmy Eat World cover. And I was like, they covered Jimmy Eat World, but apparently they covered Bleed American.
Good. So that's a good song.
I just saved it, so I'll listen to that later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that could have been next week's song.
Yeah, but that Soul Asylum. Yeah, it's pretty good. I can like respect it more now. Like I think I would not have mm-hmm. liked it as much. It's not quite what I was into at the time.
In 1995?
Yeah.
You were still like SWV and...
No, what was I... I was just around the time probably when I got my first like CD player. Mm-hmm. I got a boombox for Christmas and my birthday. I know what my first two CDs are that I got, not the first that I bought.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. But I remember my mom was always good about my birthday, because my birthday is the day after Christmas, mm-hmm. was always good about Christmas and my birthday being separate things.
Yeah.
But the year I got my boombox, it was like, this is going to be part of both, because that was an expensive mm-hmm. thing. But I'm pretty sure I got CDs or just stuff to go with for both days or whatever. But I remember I got a Michael W. Smith CD because I was into Christian music mm-hmm. and stuff, and the Lion King soundtrack on CD. I got okay. those two things. I don't remember what the first things I bought were.
So,
and then it wasn't too long after that I got into punk rock,
uh-huh.
thanks to Christian yes. compilations.
So this song was also parodied by Weird Al Yankovic as Syndicated Incorporated.
Amazing. Is it just about TV shows?
I don't know. It's on Bad Hair Day.
Play it.
I'll play it. I can't. I won't.
I love that you have all this technology and you can't.
Yeah, except it's all blocked.
Yeah.
Thank you, school district.
What's it called? Syndicated.
Syndicated Incorporated.
Oh, hang on. I spelled it wrong.
I wonder if it's actually like the sing, like the whole song.
Is his stuff not on Spotify?
I don't know. It'd be hilarious.
Oh, wait. There it is.
Yeah. It's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Nice.
See the reruns constantly.
Nice.
They're on my TV. Syndicated.
Nice.
That's pretty good.
Nice. Nice.
You've got like the vocal styling down a little bit.
Oh,
I mean, I know that's what he does, but like.
Their band is so good.
Yeah. That's cool.
Do you know that Weird Al? They parodied Money for Nothing.
No. I'm not up on my Weird Al.
But you know that song, right?
Maybe. By who?
Crap. Who is it by? Mark Knopfler's the guitar player.
Oh.
What is that band?
Steely Dan?
No.
No.
Anyways.
Dire Straits.
Dire Straits. So they did a parody of that, but Mark Knopfler was like, yeah, you can do it, but I'm playing the guitar part.
Mm.
And a lot of their band is like, no, we the lyrics are different, but everything else is like perfect, like the perfect tone, the perfect this, perfect that. And it's not the same because after playing it for many, 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 many years, Mark Knopfler has like changed the way he plays it.
Oh, okay.
So he didn't play it the way that he played it on the record.
Oh.
So it's slightly different. Okay. Like the tone's different.
Yeah.
The way he's playing everything, slightly different. It is him.
Yeah. That's
but
funny.
So it's interesting.
So people are probably like, the people that don't know are like, oh, they didn't quite get the guitar part down.
Yeah. It's like, but it is Mark Knopfler.
That's funny.
All right, man. It's your turn.
All right.
Oh, also, produced by Butch Vig. Recorded, does it actually say? Recorded in 94, 95. I don't think it actually says where it was recorded. Oh, and also, there's only one member left, original member in the band.
That seems.
And that's Dave Pirner.
Surprising.
Yeah. I don't think everyone left at the same time, but they left over time.
So, Tiny Voices Musical Band. I like that when you Google stuff.
Yeah.
And look, like musical band. Would you think that they are emo?
No.
Okay.
Yes, they are. They are.
They're not in the database of the, is this bandemo.com.
Yeah, because they're too new. Their voice isn't loud enough, but it's just tiny.
Yeah, so this is from their Make Up Your Place, I guess, album, EP. It's seven tracks.
That's an album, according to Spotify.
There we go.
Once you get to seven.
Okay. They're from where? Where do you think?
Not Minnesota?
Yeah, Oshkosh, Wisconsin. So just next door.
Oh.
I was trying to rack my brain of like where I heard of these guys.
What is that? Is what
Oshkosh?
No. Like so that part of the world.
Bagosh.
Of the United
Upper
States.
Upper Midwest, I would
Upper
say.
Upper Midwest?
That's what I say.
Okay.
Like it's the Midwest, but it's not.
Yeah.
When you say Midwest, people tend to think of like Iowa,
yeah,
Illinois, those. But I think it's like Upper Midwest.
Because you have that like an accent that exists in Wisconsin, Minnesota,
sure,
area.
Yeah.
So
sure.
North Midwest.
Yeah. I've been trying to figure out where I found them. I think it was a thing of I was listening to some stuff, mm-hmm, and either did like a playlist or like, you know how it'll give you like suggested things at the bottom.
Yeah.
I think it was something like that. I don't 100% know. I think it was though, just like a suggested thing through Spotify or whatever. But, I was looking at the song title. They have some like funny song titles and stuff. Like on this, so they are called Tiny Voices. One of their songs is called Tony Vices. they also have, I Don't Have to Be Right, I'm the Weatherman, Where My Dog's At, dogs with a Z and a W, things like that. This song though is from like I said, this Make Up Your Place album from 2023, last year. Mm-hmm. The song is called Minnesota Wild, which is a play on the hockey team name. So why don't you give that a play there, Bo?
I bet it's quiet. No, it's not.
I don't have like a ton to say about them. I just like them. It's that like comfort food thing we've talked about before.
Oh yeah,
which
yeah.
is just like
100% your
straight up.
Food.
Yeah.
So, on their Bandcamp, it's like Tiny Voices, Oshkosh, Wisconsin, an emo band from all over Wisconsin. It makes it feel like all over is a place.
Oh, nice.
But it's not.
Yeah. Could be one of those weird,
yeah,
city names.
Where'd they get their name from?
Tiny Voices?
I don't know. You think it might be a Boxcar Racer song?
Oh, cool. I couldn't
that's
find
just, that's just
much
my thought,
about
that. Because when you look up Tiny Voices, like they come up,
uh-huh,
and then there's a Boxcar Racer.
Interesting. Maybe. The walls keep getting thinner, but you're still so far away. That's a long history, if that's true. There's a long history of band names coming from songs, either song titles or
yeah,
song lyrics and
yeah,
things.
Yeah. We've found them.
Yeah. There's a Funeral for a Friend one. Death Cab for Cutie also.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't really know.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like them.
Yeah, they're
release
good.
More music. They're another. Yes. So they have that 7-track.
When did it come
album
out?
Last year, last April maybe.
Okay.
And well, then they have like a 4-track EP and a couple other singles.
They just started, dude.
I know.
Like, let them live.
2021 was their first releases, so yeah, they're relatively new.
They have 1K followers on Facebook. That's a cute little photo, cover photo. It's just maybe two of the members climbing the mountain.
Okay.
And then, yeah, a good photo of them in the stands.
Yeah.
Excuse me, who are you? That's on the guy's hat.
Cool.
I'm just looking at the photo of this band, and like they've got like the one guy in the back is just like smirking. Like,
I don't know what photo you're looking at.
It's on Facebook. It's like their band photo.
Sure. Give me a second.
And he's just like, I hate this. Or he's probably the coolest member of the band. Yeah. I don't know who it is. And the one in the middle is very serious. It's like,
wait, where the heck?
This is what we're doing.
Why can't I find this?
I don't know. I don't know why you can and cannot find this.
That's weird.
We should have had Tiny Stills on as well. Ooh, wait, where are they playing? That was from Excellence. What is this? Excellence Fest. Excellency Music Festival, August 3rd. Where's this at? It's Bay City, Michigan.
Bay City Rollers.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
And they're playing, and Carly Crosgrove and Prince Daddy and the Hyena, Carpool. Just running through things, looking at names that we might have had already on.
Friends of the Podcast.
Friends of the Podcast. Khaki Cuffs. I don't know what that is, but I'm going to look it up. Retirement Party. Free Throw.
Oh, Kerosene Heights.
Palette Knife.
Nice. I was I Shazammed a song last night.
Yeah?
At the venue.
Were they playing it, or was it just playing in the background?
It was playing like in between or before bands or whatever, and mm-hmm. I was like, wait, what is this song? I was like, I thought I knew it,
mm-hmm.
and it was Origami Angel.
Nice.
I was like, yeah, sweet.
Okay.
Also, by the way, HMAC, whoever did your sound last night, like... The vocals were bad in all three bands. Like, they were too low.
Okay.
Why, was it you?
No, I wish it was me. They would be awesome.
But it just, all the vocals in all the bands were just too low. Everything else was, not that everything else was too loud, although mm-hmm. I thought the drums for the opener were too loud.
You think they listened to this podcast?
Kick drum, especially.
The kick drum was too loud?
Was too loud for the first band.
Okay.
Yeah. But the vocals for all three bands were bad. Like, definitely could have just been boosted more.
What if it was the sound guy for the band?
Then you gotta play the room, man. Boost the vocals. We want to hear them.
Okay. That's our time.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Like, subscribe.
Follow. Follow's the new thing.
Follow. I know you said that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Apparently it's a thing.
Just do the things that will have you know that we're putting out stuff.
Yeah.
Join our Discord.
Let other folks know.
And tell other people.
Yeah.
Tell your mom.
Tell your mom. Word to your mom.
Tell your neighbor in the next at the computer next to you. And yeah, be disappointed that I didn't shout you out.
What is this cord? What would you call this?
Why do you want me to say that word?
What is it?
It's a 2-to-1 USB A hub.
Two on one dongle.
Sure.
Is this USB A?
It's
USB B.
That's B, I think. Yeah, that's B. A goes into your computer. C goes into your computer, and the other way around. Anyways, yeah. We'll see you guys next week. Right, bye.
Bye.
It's cover episodes.
I'm so tired.